Is this Corporal Dodd? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Corporal Dodd?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. How are you, Corporal?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Actually, I could probably say good evening to you, couldn't I?
Yes, you could.
Okay. All right. Let me get you into our system, and we'll pre-record an interview, okay?
Okay.
Hang with me. I'll be right back.
On hold.
Okay, Corporal, you still there?
I am.
Okay, all right. We're not live before thousands of folks, so you can catch your breath. We'll just talk for a few minutes, all right?
Okay.
Before we get going, God bless you for your service, Corporal. We all appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Hello again to all of you. This is Matt White welcoming you to Hero of the Week on this Crawford Broadcasting Station. Corporal Stephen Dodd of the United States Marine Corps is our guest this time, and he joins us now from Afghanistan. Corporal Dodd, welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Corporal, let's get right into what you do there in Afghanistan. You're an ammunition technician specialist. Give us an idea of what that means.
Yes, sir.
And what you do there each day.
We cover the logistical aspects of ammunition and explosives for ourselves and our subordinate units.
When you say logistical aspects, what are you speaking of? The moving of the ammunition or the keeping the accountability of the ammunition?
All of the above. It's really requesting, receiving, issuing, transporting, storing, accounting for, and ensuring that everything is done in safety with the accordance of the guidelines.
Okay. Now, does this mean everything from rifle ammunition to artillery rounds and aircraft bombs?
No aircraft ammunition. I work on the ground side only. That would include small arms, demolition, and everything up to rockets and missiles, but nothing that would go on an aircraft.
Okay, all right. Now, this sounds like quite a job. You're obviously not doing this yourself, are you?
I'm not. There's two others that do my job with me.
Okay, so when we talk about accountability, are you issuing the ammunition to the units through a main depot, or are you just keeping account of what they have on the ground?
At our level, we organize the issuance from an ammunition supply point, and then once the unit receives it, they report their accountability up to us, and we maintain and track their records.
Okay. Now, I'll ask an obvious question, but bear with me. Why is this important, Corporal Dodd? Why is it that there are people like you who need to do this?
Without a smooth supply chain of ammunition, it might leave the warriors on the battlefield without ammunition when they need it at critical moments. And we ensure that they always have a positive stock of ammunition and that they're never in need. And if they are, we ensure a prompt resupply.
Now, are you responsible for taking any ammunition to some of these units, or is it just your job to requisition a supply company to deliver what they need?
I do not physically deliver it to these units. They usually transport it themselves, whether it be by ground or air.
Okay. Are you ever involved in going to the units for the accountability purposes, or are you doing this via those people on the ground on the units?
Usually it's the ammo tech for the battalion level, but sometimes we'll travel out there to ensure that everything is being done safely. Maintaining the ammunition and explosives safely is obviously one of our highest priorities. So we'll get out to the battle space and ensure that they're doing so correctly.
Okay, because obviously if something isn't taken care of correctly, you could have some great harm to people if the ammunition exploded or something else happened to
them,
couldn't you?
Yes, we could.
Corporal, how long have you been a Marine?
It will be 4 years this November.
And how did you decide that the Marine Corps was the service for you?
The Marine Corps has a reputation for being the best, and I wanted a challenge, so it really wasn't a consideration for any other service.
And has it proven to be all that you hoped it would be when you joined?
It has been. I've gained a lot from my experience.
And now that you've been a Marine for a few years, how do you feel about serving your country in the Corps?
I've enjoyed my time. I feel like I've given back a lot to my country, and I have nothing negative to say about my experience.
Corporal Stephen Dodd of the United States Marine Corps, my thanks again for giving us some of your time today and for giving of your life to serve America in the Marine Corps. For all of that, we are very grateful and ask God's blessings on you and honor you, Corporal Dodd, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you.
All right, Corporal Dodd, that'll do it. I appreciate, again, your taking some time this evening to talk to me. God bless you. Come home soon and safe.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.